When you think sports, think News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents Shikellamy Braves Basketball.
2-on-1. Bounce pass. Right side. Got it.
Braves Basketball on WKOK is sponsored by Sunbury Motor Company, Wise Markets, Purdy Insurance, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture, W&L Subaru, Midtown Bistro, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Add One, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Reed Relations Consulting, and Service First Federal Credit Union. Now, let's head courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Well, welcome to Bellefonte Area High School, home of the Red Raiders, as tonight the Shikellamy Braves wrap up the regular season on the road about an hour to the west, taking on Bellefonte. Bellefonte coming into tonight's game at 7-14 on the season, and the Braves coming in at 11-10. Both teams wrapping up their season tonight, and of course the final game for seniors here at Bellefonte. Braves getting ready for playoff basketball, and as it would appear right now, the Braves would likely go to Hollidaysburg next week for the first round game. And then if they were to win that, the championship game would be next Saturday night at Mount Aloysius College, a little further to the west and south of Hollidaysburg. As a matter of fact, if I remember right, you head to Altoona and basically make a right. Kevin Herr, along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie, here in Bellefonte. Am I geographically correct?
Are we on the air? I haven't been paying attention because I'm watching this exciting junior varsity game.
It was a blowout in the first half, and all of a sudden, Bellefonte came out of nowhere, and it's a one-point game with 9.4 to go.
Baby Braves up by one. They just couldn't get a rebound down there. They're up by four. Every time Bellefonte shot, the board would come off, and Bellefonte's kids would get it and put it back up. They finally nailed a three. So I would imagine that they're going to foul. Okay, Bellefonte will probably foul as soon as they get the ball. And, you know, the worst that could happen is they'll be down by three with 8 seconds to go. So, and the way they've been shooting from behind the circle or behind the arc, they got a good chance. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
you. No, you're fine.
But you're right. Hollidaysburg, the home of the high school of Wade Chalice, the great wrestler. All right, and we're going to get to go there and look at a picture of him in the lobby.
Steve Williams will be envious. And
he will.
Braves bringing up the half court, up by one with 7.1 to go.
Charlie Walter is going to be on the line. He's had a good night at the line. He has a good night scoring. I think he had 11 points in the third period by himself. Not quite sure how many he has right now, but that's who the Braves wanted to get fouled.
Right beside you there.
How many does Charlie have?
We're sitting next to the scorer's table tonight here at Bellefonte.
He's got 11, and he just missed the foul shot.
Dave McDermott, the scorekeeper for the Braves tonight.
Yeah, Coach McDermott, one of my former bosses.
Well, that's why I put you to my right tonight. Normally, we're
I usually are
on the right
on the bench. That's where I'd sit. I'd sit on his left side.
Yeah, you're always on my right, so it's comfortable no matter what's going on. 2-point game, Bellefonte for the win. No, back iron, no good. Shikellamy got the rebound and wins it 54-52, going for the win. And I'll tell you what, he wasn't far from dropping that one.
No, he wasn't. They didn't try to tie it. They were going for the win right off the bat, and they've been doing a nice job of hitting from the outside. Baby Braves with another victory, having a good year. I'm not exactly sure what their record is, but they've been playing very well. A couple of really good players on that team. We just talked about Charlie Walters is doing a good job rebounding. We'll probably see him in the varsity game in a little bit, but got to talk a little about Hunter Biddle, a junior. Gets to see in the varsity games, having a good year. But, you know, Justin Ziegler has over 50 threes. I think he has 55 tonight. He had three right off the bat. And he's only a ninth grader, as is Charlie Walter. So, and as is Noah. If I can think of Noah Stahl. So all three of them are freshmen playing at JV. Future looks bright. All right. So I got to wear my shades.
I was thinking it, but I wasn't going to say it. Well, the Braves tonight, again, taking on a Bellefonte team that will be playing their final game for the season. They are not going to make the playoffs. They're the 5 seed right now in District 4-6. Shikellamy is the 4 seed. And with the loss that Selinsgrove Grove had to Danville, it appears as though the way District 6 does their points, that Hollidaysburg will have – the points per game average edge over Selinsgrove Grove, because if you don't win, you get 0 points. And Hollidaysburg did win their final game, so that got them an extra six or seven points. And again, that is the difference right now between one and two. The three is locked in at Central Mountain. There's no question about that. And the Braves will be the four no matter what. So that makes, to me, Belfont a very dangerous team, as they have absolutely nothing to lose in this
and
game.
I believe it's senior night, too. Because unless they're going to give those roses that are over there across from us to you and I for Valentine's Day, but I don't think that's going to happen. So it might be senior. This is the Belfont seniors' last game. And, of course, they're going to get to play at home. So it'll be an additive incentive to come away with a victory.
I not only did I not get you roses, I didn't even buy you dinner tonight.
No, that's right. You said when we pulled into the drive-thru at McDonald's,
we
you
went
said,
Dutch.
That'll be two orders.
Well, I could have said that'll be one and just handed over your wallet. I mean, I was fine with that, too.
I would have bought. Oh, I listen.
But it's not the first time you've bought.
I know, but I wasn't thinking I should have, all right?
No, you should.
Being your elder, all right, so.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
Well, when we return, we'll have a chat with Coach Bill Ziegler. Get caught up on a couple of the games that happened between the last time we talked and tonight. And we'll look ahead to this game for the Belfont Red Raiders. Sugar Lily Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on our app.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new cars and trucks during our President's Day sales event.
That's right. Combined with our trade-in sales event, there's no better time to trade a vehicle.
New Jeep Gladiators have 15% off. That's up to $9,000. Plus, we're also taking 10% off Rams and Grand Cherokees.
Huge President's Day savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer, 1993 graduate of Shikellamy High School and third generation owner of the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And we're proud to be part of the Shikellamy sports family. Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture has been supplying customers from all over Pennsylvania with fine furniture, two-sided Shiftman mattresses, and superior service since 1935. Please accept my invitation to visit our showroom in Sunbury or check out our website at moyersfurniture.com. Here is to a great season. Go Shick Braves.
Welcome back to Belfont. Kevin Hur with Coach Bill Ziegler. The Shikellamy Braves getting ready for the Belfont Red Raiders, a team that is playing on their final game, home game, obviously a big game for seniors. Their emotions are going to be riding high. You have to be careful as a team. You're not looking forward too far past this game. Is that something you've talked about?
No, that's what we will talk about. You know, we unfortunately with the weather, we didn't practice yesterday. But that's something that we're going to talk about that, you know, we just had a big senior night at home for ourselves, and I'm sure they're going to try to give their seniors kind of the same thing that we gave ours.
You know, you had that big win against Berwick on the last second shot, an emotional win, then struggled a little bit with Southern. How do you bounce back? What was the difference between Berwick and Southern looking ahead now to this game?
Well, you know, sometimes when you have a game as emotional and draining as Berwick was, and not this is the best terminology, but you can have a hangover afterwards. And, you know, that's kind of what we did a little bit there with, you know, our emotion. First half, we were real good against Southern, and then we just didn't play as as hard, and we got a rebound much better. You know, that was the big thing in the game. We got out rebounded 43-16 to Southern Columbia, and you're not winning any night when those stats are like that.
Well, and this is a team now tonight that has a lot of guards on the court. They're fairly quick. They're also playing a lot of half court as well. So this is going to be an intense defensive game for your offense right out of the gate, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the first team to 50 is going to win this game. This will be more of a low scoring game. We're going to try to slow them down with our extended zone a little bit. And, they're going to play half court man to man, and they have some quickness, and they do a pretty good job of not letting you get to the rim. So we got to do a nice job of, getting into the paint, making two play one and find the open shooter.
And on paper, this really isn't a team you can focus on one, maybe even two guys, because they have a couple of guys in double figures, and even the guys that aren't in double figures can shoot.
Yeah, they have five different players that average between 6 and 11 points, and if you look at their box scores throughout, they have six different guys that had 15 or more in a game. So it depends on the night with them, which guy can get hot, and they have multiple guys that can.
When you look at their record, what have you seen on film that doesn't necessarily look, that looks better than the record that they have?
Well, this team plays very well together, and they really like to run. This is a team that's going to try to push the ball as much as they can. And, I watched them play Central Mountain in the first game of the year, and that was an 82-77 game. So that's a lot of points. So this team is capable of putting big numbers up.
Bill, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you afterwards.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury.
There's so much to love at W&L Subaru this month.
Love the selection and savings with over 275 new Subarus to choose from. And financing as low as 0% on select Subaru Outback models.
Or fall in love with a 2024 Subaru Forester with ample cargo space, symmetrical all-wheel drive, and as low as 1.9% for 63 months. We're off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only for 2024 Subaru Forester models, excluding PFF model trim and select 2024 Subaru Outback models. Offer ends 2/29/24. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
Discover the power of expression with AdOne Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. AdOne has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get AdOne Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com. to see for yourself.
Spruce up your budget and find more ways to save during Service First Federal Credit Union's Community Savings Challenge. Together with local charities, we're raising awareness about establishing healthy financial habits with a goal to help members save a combined $2 million by May 31st. Take the challenge. Visit serviceone.org or call 800-562-6049 to schedule your free financial checkup today. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Bellefonte High School, home of the Red Raiders. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie of the Shikellamy Braves wrapping up the regular season against the Bellefonte Red Raiders. Here are the starting lineups for the Shikellamy Braves. It'll be Ryan Williams, the senior at guard. He's a 5'11 guard, leading the team in assists, a 69% free throw shooter. Xavier Fashaw, 5'9 junior guard, 62% from the charity stripe. Asher Moyer, a 59% free throw shooter, is the 6'1 junior at forward. The other forward, 6'3 senior Logan McAllister, 57% free throw shooter. By the way, Moyer, the leading rebounder on this team. And Cam Leonard, a 5'11 guard. He is a 66% free throw shooter for the senior, and he is the team leader in scoring with 11. what we expect to see from the Bellefonte Red Raiders. Ryder Hamilton, a junior guard. Hamilton averaging 6 a game and a 61% free throw shooter. Derek Cox, the senior at guard, averaging 10 a game and a 60% free throw shooter. Jacob McConnell, a senior at guard, averaging 10 a game and a 50% free throw shooter. Ethan Tomasaki is the senior guard, 11 points a game. He leads the team in that category. Also leads the team from the charity stripe at 80%. Jacob Corman is the center. Corman averaging 9 a game and a 49% free throw shooter. So Bellefonte at 7-14 hosting the 11-10 Shikellamy Braves. Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Sunbury Motors, Purdy Insurance, and Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture. Chief, we heard Bill Ziegler in the pregame there in the locker room talking about, you know, being very careful. They're going to play a half-court man right out of the gate. They're going to have four guards up front. What do you have to do to break that light press, we'll call it?
Well, the main thing is to take care of the basketball. Don't make any passes that are what I would call desperate passes. I'm talking about a lob pass or a blind pass that sometimes a player will make, thinking that or knowing that your playmate or your teammate should be there. The other thing you have to do is you've got to get, if they're playing a man-to-man, then you're going to have some type of setup where you can either set a screen on the ball or a screen on somebody down court. If it's just a man-to-man and it's full court, you give it to your guard and let him bring it up. That takes away the double team. That takes away the trap. And, Kevin, as we've talked about and you've mentioned many times, you got to stay away from the half-court line, stopping either on your side or your opponent's side, because when you do that, you're asking for some serious trouble. You really are.
And at least here, it's a red line down the center of the court. Can't miss it.
Exactly. Kevin, that brings me back to the old days. Some of the gyms, some of the floors weren't that long. So instead of having half court and half court, they'd have a line halfway between the top of the circle and the center line, and that was the half court. In other words, you brought it up.
Talk about confusing.
Well, one of the places was the old Shikellamy Junior High School on Fairmont Avenue. And up at Danville at the school, the junior high, where they actually played on the stage. Because if you had such a short half court, you didn't give you much to work with. So by moving it back a little bit, you were given it. Now I'm showing my age, but you're right. It was confusing.
The good news is at that time they weren't playing volleyball, so they didn't have those lines on the court as well like we do here.
Yeah, that's for sure. But it doesn't matter that trapping where you've got the baseline, where you've got the half court line and you've got the sideline and two players. You know, you're completely surrounded, north, south, east, and west.
By the way, we always talk about the new upcoming sports. You know, for a long time, it was lacrosse that was considered the biggest growing sport in Pennsylvania that wasn't football, basketball, you know, one of the older sports in the PIAA. Shikellamy's bocce ball has done very, very well. They're drawing some great crowds and have been very successful, and that is a very big PIAA sport right now.
Oh, you better believe it. And, a lot of times when they have the games at the field house, there are a lot. And, you know, you've got quite a mixture of students all the way from some of the senior, more gifted kids down to some underclassmen. And, you know, the other thing I love about that game is it's a game that anybody with special needs can play, too. And the kids just have a great time. And I know there's a great meshing of kids, students from different backgrounds and different abilities, and they're all there as a team. And it just it's kind of neat to see that, you know. It's just what I would call a very family-oriented sport.
And we're starting to see more and more District 4 teams being built, same way we've seen the explosion in girls wrestling over the winter season in the state of Pennsylvania. That's another great thing that's
And I've got to experience that quite a bit this year, helping out with the wrestling matches at Shikellamy.
We're just about ready to get things cranked up for game 22 of the season. It's Shikellamy and Bellefonte on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the iHeart app, the Odyssey app, the TuneIn app, and the SBC app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC.
Stand for
selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
You can serve. You can protect. America needs criminal justice professionals now more than ever. And you can become one of them with an associate and or bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Lackawanna College, Sunbury campus. Criminal justice is a growing field where you can make a difference as a police or correctional officer, in private security, investigation, or with government agencies. So take the first step. Visit Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
The next time you're looking for a great place for a great meal with family and friends, stop in the Place with Roots that go back over 100 years, the America's Host Company in Sunbury. Their social club serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you'll be supporting this volunteer fire department who's always on call no matter what the emergency may be. They also provide ambulance service, too. Before you go, check their Facebook page for daily and weekly specials. The America's Host Company, 100 Linden Street in Sunbury. Visit them for food and fun so they can be there for you in times of need.
National anthem getting things started here in Bellefonte this evening. Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Wise Markets, Midtown Bistro, and Lackawanna College. We want to take a moment and thank all of our sponsors here for the winter sports season that came on to make it possible for us to be able to bring you all the dual meet wrestling this season and select conference games and this special end of the season game as well for Shikellamy basketball. And because of their continued support, we will be back with you next week for the district playoffs as well. And again, Chief and I have said this for many, many years. We don't get to do these things that we love doing here in the winter sports months without the support of the sponsors. And please be sure to head out to those businesses you hear talking about the services and products that they offer and say thank you by spending some of your money there instead of doing it outside the area.
They're the ones that step forward, Kevin, and there's a lot of familiar names on our list of sponsors. Family-run businesses that have been in our area for as long as I can remember, and just great people. We found out real quick when we weren't doing a couple of games how much they were missed. And that's something that sometimes you don't think that people are listening, but they're out there. All right, they are.
Whether it's coffee, a car, groceries,
furniture,
maybe some furniture. Specialty items for your business if you're a business owner.
Insurance,
and of course, a lot of great restaurants also in the Sunbury, Northumberland area and beyond. And of course, the people that sometimes lend all of us the money to be able to do some of these businesses and get them started, like credit unions.
Well, I think, don't we even have Lackawanna College has helped
and,
out?
And thank you. I don't want to miss that. I don't want to miss that in the education world as well.
It kind of helps that one of Shikalimi's 1,000-point scorers runs the school up on 4th Street. That would be Mr. Philip Campbell.
Been a very big supporter over the years with Lackawanna College, and as well as many of these businesses that we hear and talk about. Shikalimi getting ready to get started here tonight. And it looks like the expected starters we thought would happen for Belfont.
They're out there.
So at the center circle, it'll be McConnell. And joining him will be McAllister. I think he has won every tip that we've been a part of here on these broadcasts, McAllister. And he keeps that string going. Williams will get it, move to the basket to our right. Williams, Fashaw, Asher Moyer, McAllister, and Cameron Leonard. Asher comes in from outside, goes right to the bucket, too short, got rejected by the rim. Loose ball, Tomasaki, he'll pick it up, bring it to Hamilton. Hamilton to the near wing to Cox. Cox has it in front of the Shikalimi bench, attacking the basket to our left. They get it inside to Corman, the center. Corman will take it back out. Down to the near wing, Tomasaki. Goes between the circles now. Shikalimi in a 2-3 zone.
Probably playing the zone to take away the three-point shot.
And there's a takeaway period by Williams, and it goes off the foot of Fashaw as he tried for the fast break.
Good steal by Ryan. You know, he took a couple of dribbles, got stopped, and that pass was pretty low. It was down around Xavier's feet, and when you're going very fast, that's kind of tough to pick up and put in. So
just about a minute gone by in the first period, still looking for the opening points of this one. Belfont has not gotten a shot off as Williams has another steal. He'll find Cam Leonard. Cam Leonard, long two from the baseline, no good. Backside rebound, Asher Moyer off the top of the square and in.
Nobody does that better than Asher Moyer. Gets a strong rebound and puts, you know, makes a one step without dribbling into the bucket, makes that left-handed shot for his first basket.
Belfont looking for their first opportunity. Here it comes with a wing three-pointer from Cox. No good. Beautiful putback and didn't even get to the floor. McConnell just tapped it, but it didn't go. And there's a beautiful block at the other end by Corman. And Hamilton will pick up the ball and bring it back the other way. They'll come to the near wing to Cox. He'll drive in, go opposite side, and an easy two this time goes in
for
McConnell, who missed it a few minutes ago.
Great pass from the left side to McConnell on the low box on the left, and McConnell with the layup.
Leonard with the basketball finds Asher Moyer. Moyer inside to Williams. Williams, I should say, further inside now to Cameron Leonard. He got rejected by the rim, gets his own rebound, though. Williams now baseline move, stops at the box, and now we'll go back out to Leonard. Ray's a little patient now, and looks like a foul, drawn by Asher Moyer, and it's going to be on Tomasaki, the guard.
I don't quite know what he did, but it was away from the ball.
It was not much of a foul, at least from the looks of it. Moyer inbounding now to Leonard outside the arc on the far side. He'll go to the baseline underneath the basket, draws two players off their feet, waits for him to elevate, and puts it up for two. Back the other way, they'll go to Cox on the far wing. To the foul line, to the near wing, to Tomasaki, who goes to the baseline and then gives it away. We'll send it over far side to Cox again. Shikalimi up 4-2, 5:23 to go, first period here in Belfont. Bounce pass inside to McConnell. McConnell over to the far side. Three-pointer on the way. Cox, that one no good. Hits the top of the backboard. It'll be Shikalimi basketball.
Braves in that zone, basically keeping Belfont outside on the perimeter. And Belfont's been very patient moving the ball around. And they've gotten a couple of good looks. They just haven't been able to make it. And there's a foul.
Yeah, Hamilton bumping Williams at the half-court line. That'll be foul number two on the Red Raiders. And the first on Hamilton.
That's the kind of foul you want to get called, especially if you got a team that puts a lot of pressure on you man-to-man all the way up the court. Sometimes they don't do that. This time they did. They called it right away.
Braves will be shooting in three more fouls here in this first period. Right side, Williams with the basketball, top of the key now, Leonard. Leonard starts in, jump, stop, pop, drop. And he'll go to the line as well. Foul's going to be on Derek Cox, the senior.
His first, team third here in the first quarter.
Leonard to the line, a 66% free throw shooter on the year. Good. And that makes it a 7-2 lead and a 30-second timeout by Coach Rick Hall of the Red Raiders.
One of the things that Coach Lou Delgrotti talked about, one of his players at the last game against, I believe it was, I'm trying to think who they played the last game. Oh, it was, doggone, I was just there, Kevin. That's terrible. Southern, all right? And he said, you know, you can be a good shooter, all right, but you got to become a scorer. Now, Cam Leonard's a good shooter, but he scores, all right?
And what's the difference?
The difference is that you don't just depend on that outside shot all the time. You make people play you, and you make scores off in all different situations, and Cam does. He's a shooter, but he's also a scorer, and the Braves could use a couple of them, all right? But we got one in Cam Leonard.
Again, a 2-3 zone for the Braves after the timeout. Belfont sends it over to Hamilton in the far wing. To the near wing. Three-pointer on the way. McConnell got it. That was a big three out of the timeout. Makes it a two-point game. 4:30 to go first.
And all 5 points are Jake McConnell's for Belfont.
And Williams will travel on the way in. Good defense by Tomasaki.
I don't know if he wanted to throw it to the corner to Cam Leonard, but he kept the ball and he ran right into his defender and caused him to walk.
Hamilton now sends it around. Goes to the near side, gets it back. Bounce pass inside, tipped away for a moment by McAllister. And Belfont gets it and swings it around to the far side to Cox, who already hit a three. This time he drives in, throws one up. Saved from going out of bounds by Leonard, and the Braves will have the basketball. Bounce pass underneath. Moyer to McAllister on the opposite side for two.
That's a really nice job. Two nice passes, an entrance pass into Asher Moyer, cross-court pass to McAllister for the easy layup from Moyer. That's Cox, teamwork, baby.
Cox with the basketball, pass tipped by Fashaw, but Belfont controls it, and then trying to get it to McConnell, throws it away.
Well, he could have tried to get it to McConnell, or he could have tried to get it to number one, Hamilton. They were both standing there, and they both kind of looked at it when it went out of bounds. That was an unforced turnover, Kevin.
3:34 to go here in the first period. Shikellamy up 9-5. Williams working across the timeline to Hamilton. Now finds Asher Moyer top of the key. Williams at the foul line. Over to the right side, Leonard. Head fake, drives in, works his way to the paint. Underneath, Moyer all alone puts it up and in after a dribble on the floor.
Now there's another case. That's a scorer inside that gives a ball up to somebody all alone on the box, and that was Asher Moyer. Asher picks up his fourth point.
Tomasaki with the basketball, top of the key now to McConnell. Far side three, Hamilton, no good. Chases down his own long rebound. He'll go to the foul line. Left side three, that one no good by Tomasaki, but it drops in after it hit off the rim and looked like it was going to fall off the side.
Remember, don't assume. Keep your eye on the ball.
You're right.
Soft rims here.
Very. That ball should have bounced to Pittsburgh. There's a three blocked. Fashaw had his three stuffed by Tomasaki. And then underneath, Braves couldn't convert again.
Ryan got the ball. Ryan Williams got the ball. He had a layup, but he just pushed it off to the right side, from the right to the left side.
Cox now driving it in. Gets to the big guy in the middle. Corman misses the shot. Moyer with the rebound to Williams. Williams to Leonard. No good. Inside for the rebound, McConnell. McConnell will come back the other way to Cox. Cox draws the double team with two to go.
You don't want to get in a running battle here. That's two layups the Braves have missed, and Belfont has pushed the ball down court. Now they got them slowed down into their half-court offense. Braves still in that zone.
Tomasaki likes the three, gave it away. They'll go to the far side now to Hamilton. And there's the three by McConnell. That one well off the mark and out of bounds.
I thought somebody got a piece of it.
I wasn't sure.
You know, it sounded like it. It really did.
And Belfont will make a change.
So will Shikellamy. Lucas Wetzel and Johnny L. Bruno in for the Braves, along with Williams, McAllister, and Leonard. How they doing that?
That's not bad. Johnson is in for Belfont. Trevor Johnson. And a nice, as you heard, backdoor cut by Cam Leonard for two. 13-8 Chicago.
Great pass. And Cam shot it from the right side. He's left-handed, so a little tougher, but he made it.
Coming into the game, Johnson wants to get in the scorebook. He's going to miss that one. Now they're going to get it to Leonard. Leonard tries to get it to McAllister. Tipped out of bounds off of Belfont as Micah Moyer will check in for Shikellamy. Logan McAllister will get a breather. Have a nice couple of minutes there.
Well, Logan with a bucket tonight, but he did a nice job on defense in that zone. Got a couple of rebounds. Almost had a steal that one time, too.
And they'll find Johnny L. Bruno at the top of the key with a minute 10 to go. He's going to work there on Tomasaki. Drives in. Gives it off now to Lucas Wetzel. Wetzel can't get a handle on it. Cox now has it. Drives it the other way. Off the window and in. And with under a minute remaining, it's a three-point ball game.
Well, that was just a lot of errors there.
Cam Leonard wide open three. And he hit a deep one there. That one from somewhere around the Bryce Jordan Center. Williams with a steal. Coming back the other way. He finds Leonard. Leonard did that little head fake stutter step, and that draws the travel.
Sometimes if you do that real fast, you get away with it.
I think he did earlier, too.
But if you do it in where you're kind of like swaying back and then coming across, the referee gets a lot of time to look at it.
Over to the left side, Tomasaki. Between the circles now, McConnell. Now they'll send it to Hamilton on the wing. Top of the key, Cox. Stolen away by Johnny L. Bruno. Gives it off to Williams. Williams off the window. Has he shot blocked by McConnell? Back the other way, Tomasaki with it with 16 to go. He'll dish it off. Johnson goes up and draws the foul with 12.7 to go.
Well, we'll see if it's on Leonard. It's going to be on Lucas Wetzel. That's going to be his first foul, and that's the Braves' first foul here in this first quarter.
Two-shot foul as Johnson makes the first. Fisher coming in for Williams for the final 12.7. Makes it a five-point game in favor of Shikellamy. And that one no good. Big rebound. Micah Moyer boxed out well. 10 seconds, still time. Bruno gets it across the line now with six. He'll start to drive right side with four and a whistle.
Boy, that's too bad it was a foul because Michael Moyer running the baseline got a pass from Johnny L. Bruno. And what'd they call?
That's going to be on Lucas Wetzel.
Oh, wow. On the screen.
Yep. Five-point game with 3.7 to go.
And that's his second foul.
And he hasn't been in that long. Hamilton driving in at the buzzer. Missed it. Over to the left. That'll do it for the first period of play. After 8 minutes in Belfont, it is Shikellamy 16, Belfont 11. This is Braves Basketball at WKOK.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Welcome back to Belfont. Kevin Herr with the Chief, Dave Ritchie. Second period basketball ready to begin. Shikellamy leading at 16-11. Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Zimmerman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram Truck, and Service First Federal Credit Union.
I'm looking across at one of our officials from years ago, Gene Christian, and Dave McDermott. Dave finally realized who it was. He has a grandson playing on Belfont's team, but he does... He used to have the best way of telling who was fouls. I mean, it was so cool. You just put one hand up, then the other, and then he would mouth the number, all right, and turn and walk away. Wow.
Belfond with the basketball to start this second period, trailing it by five. They'll get it over to the near wing now to Johnson as they attack the basket to our left here in the first half. Cox with the basketball between the circles. Now goes over to the far side to Hamilton. Hamilton to Johnson. Johnson back to Cox, drives the baseline. Got around Micah Moyer, puts it up and in.
That's the second basket for Derek Cox there. He's got four in the evening. Nice baseline drive. Excellent.
16-13. Johnny L. Bruno to the foul line. A little too much dribble there. Cox stole it away. He'll give it off to Hamilton. Hamilton will make it a one-point game. 16-15, 7:15 to go. Braves need a big possession here, or I think we're going to see a timeout shortly.
Well, Hamilton's first bucket of the game.
Into the corner now with the basketball. Driving in is Micah Moyer. There's a pass to the half-court line. Picked up by Tomasaki. Lost into the hands of Moyer. Asher Moyer this time. Here comes Cam Leonard off the far wing. Make that the near wing.
Well, the Braves dodged one there, Kevin.
Absolutely.
They really did.
Micah Moyer, baseline move, runs up and puts it in.
He's very good with that move, especially from the right side. Usually when he comes in from left to do a reverse layup, that time it was a straight-on shot from running the baseline. His first bucket.
Yep, Micah picks up his first points of the ball game. Tomasaki over to the corner now to Hamilton. Hamilton gives it off to McConnell. Over to the right wing now to Tomasaki. Long pass near side. Ends up going into the corner to McConnell. Can't quite get a shot for three. And threw it to the student section at the half court line. McAllister, Fashawn Williams checking in for Fisher, Micah Moyer, and Bruno.
I'm telling you right now, 2 7-footers, one on the shoulders of the other, wouldn't have got that pass.
No.
That's how high it was.
Nope, that was atmospheric.
Again, that's another unforced turnover.
I don't think it was quite in the troposphere, but it was in the general vicinity.
In the ozone?
Here comes Leonard. Running one-hander will get him
wow.
to the line.
He was in, you know, he was in a difficult situation there. He was on the right side, and he crossed the ball over to his left hand and just tried to get it over the rim, and he was off balance, but he got fouled, all right? So he's going to go to the line again. That foul is on number 14. That's Jake McConnell's first foul.
He finished off a three-point play earlier. Now 2 for 2 from the line. Checking in now will be Brady Wirtz, the senior, and also Peyton Vankus.
It's 11, junior. 11 right now for Cam Leonard.
He'll set up and drop number 12 in. 20-15, Shikellamy's lead back up to 5 with 6 to go here in the half. Braves will extend the defense, 1-2-2. And they'll play a half-court D. And they'll get it across to Johnson. Pass stolen in the middle by Moyer. Moyer finds Williams. Williams mugged underneath the basket.
Well, you know he was mugged, but the gentleman who had the foul helped Ryan get off the floor. Nice pass by Asher Moyer as he came down the middle of the court to get it to Ryan. That foul is on number 23. That would be Trevor Johnson's
Indeed
first foul.
Indeed it is. Williams going to the line for the first time tonight. Leading free throw shooter on the team. Missed the first one. He was a 69% free throw shooter coming in. But after the foul, there was no way he was going to miss. He was going to make that shot. That foul was going to be made sure it was not going to go anywhere.
But he makes the second.
But he makes the second of two.
That's his first points of the game.
And again, the 1-2-2 again harasses the ball at half court. Now the steal. Fashaw goes up. Fashaw will go. Oh, it's an offensive foul.
Yeah.
He used the arm. Yep.
Yes.
A little forearm shove.
Well, Kevin, whatever happened to stopping at the foul line and having somebody come down on the side?
You ask me that every week, and I'm not sure I have an answer for you.
I mean, his defender was right in front of him, and, you know, that was tough.
And driving in now with a running one-hand, a scoop shot one-hander, I should say, is Cox. He comes up short.
And he missed a layup, Kevin. That was, again, the Braves dodged one.
Here comes Williams bringing it up. Belfond going man-to-man as Williams comes across the right side. Top of the key, Fashaw. Now to Williams. And they'll bounce it in now to Moyer. Moyer spins to the inside, short. And Johnson with a rebound. Johnson lobs it in, and it goes all the way to the other end. No good. And out of bounds. I should say out of bounds, not no good.
A little bit more than a lob, you know. Well, Cam Leonard comes out of the game as Luke Byer comes in. Cam leaves with 12. And, you know, we watched Luke make some three-pointers when he gets in there,
sure
too.
Did.
Good outside shooter.
McAllister with it now. And a six-point Shikellamy lead just beyond the halfway mark of the period. A tap to McAllister. Good job of tapping that out because McConnell had a chance to pick that one up and go the other way. Now McAllister with a 12-footer. Puts it in.
You know,
that's a rarity.
Yeah. I thought Logan was going to come out to the foul line, but the last minute he turned around and took the 8-footer and drained it.
Belfont broke the Braves' press for the first time tonight, Chief. Johnson with the basketball, far side Cox.
The double teaming has affected their ability to run Belfont, but also affected their ability to get the ball inside.
Braves jump back into a 2-3 zone here at the halfway mark of the second period, 23-15, Shikellamy on top. Near side, Johnson head fake. Williams tries to tap it out of his hand. Back iron, no good.
Nice
tip
grab.
Out to McAllister.
Well, that's tough, Kevin. That ball was going away from me.
Reached up,
got that big hand up there, and snared it.
Ooh, Fashaw looked at a good shot at a three-pointer, decides to take the two-pointer. It was in the cylinder and rattled out. Wirtz with a rebound for Belfont. To the near side to Vankas. Wirtz with it now with 3:34 remaining in this first half. Cam Leonard ready to check in for Shikellamy. Also ready to come in is Jacob Corman. Driving in now is Cox. He's in trouble.
Three seconds. A call that we don't see a lot.
I was just about to say that.
You know, he got himself in trouble inside there. You know, he's trying to get the ball. If he put the ball on the floor, two guys collapsed on him. He's just trying to keep control of it, and you forget where you're at. He's right in the middle of the three-second zone.
Hamilton, McConnell, Cox, Corman in the game, as well as Vankas for Belfont. There's a steal by Cox. Cox coming up, works on Leonard, and drives in, gets the shot, and goes to the line. It'll be Byer right now, McAllister, Williams, Asher Moyer, and Cam Leonard. And now Luke Byer will come out as Johnny L. Bruno checks in.
I don't know who the foul was on.
Three.
So now I know who it was on.
Williams. Shot no good for the extra bucket. That's for the free throw.
Two fouls on the Braves now. In the second quarter.
Asher Moyer with a good rebound on that missed free throw. Now to Bruno. Bruno looks to attack the basket, fakes a pass, blocked by McConnell. Back the other way. Cox has it. Cox now slowing it down a little bit, drifting to the near side on the near wing. Looks at a three, takes the three, gets the three. It's a three-point game with 2:35 to go in the half. 23-20, Shikellamy.
Braves just not making a lot of good decisions on the offensive end, and Cox has 9 points right now for Belfont.
Bruno almost lost that one out of bounds in front of the student section. Deep three. Cam Leonard hit that one from somewhere near Hollidaysburg. 26-20 after the three-pointer to give Leonard 14, and Bill Ziegler takes a 30-second timeout.
I was beginning to wonder how you could add so quick, but I just noticed that they have the sign up there with how many points the guys make.
Oh, now you took it all away. You took all the... I sounded smart for the first time all year.
No, you sound smart most of the time.
2:19 left in the half. 26-20, Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK. Sponsored in part by W&L Subaru. Add one and J.D. Feaster Earthworks.
This is what the Braves did against Berwick on Saturday night. Berwick would get a three, and they'd go down the court, and they'd answer with a three. And that was a good job by Cam Leonard to nail that one. That's his second three in this basketball game. So he scored from beyond the arc. He scored inside three times, and he's 3-for-3 from the foul. Remember I told you he was a scorer?
Indeed. And 14 of them on the board, leading all scorers right now. And the Braves will trap at the half court. It'll be broken up as Vankas picks it up, and now he's trapped in the half court. And now Cox will bring it up. Go to the near side. They'll come back to the near wing to Vankas. Top of the key, Cox bounces underneath. All alone was McConnell for an easy layup to make it a four-point game.
That's McConnell's seventh. You know, that's what happens when you do that trapping. You got to watch anybody that's on the low box, and he moved from the corner in there, and nobody went with him, and they got him the ball, and he scored.
McAllister with the basketball. He finds Moyer. Asher drives in, and he'll draw the foul with a minute 32 to go. Team foul number three on Belfont.
Now, when Asher learns to make that shot, he's going to get a lot of three-point opportunities here.
You're absolutely right.
But he's going to be on the liner. That foul was on Jake Corman, his first. That's team third for Belfont.
First one is on the way and in. Speaking of the Bryce Jordan Center, at the Bryce Jordan Center now midway through the second period, it is Michigan State 60, Penn State 50. Second one up, and that one short. And a held ball call.
Well, what happens
McConnell
to the Braves
tied
so
up, got tied up.
What happens to the Braves so many times, McAllister got inside and got part of that ball. They get boxed out, and that gives the Braves another shot here.
Yeah, that's almost like a turnover there. And then driving in is Cam Leonard after getting the ball underneath the basket, puts it up and in. Now a seven-point lead. That's a big turnaround there in that possession.
And how many is that for him now?
That would be 16.
And you didn't even look at the score.
No.
Good job.
McConnell with the basketball. He'll stay top of the key to Tomasaki. He'll go right side, find Hamilton, and out of bounds.
Well, Hamilton was in the short corner, all right, and he moved to the far corner. Unfortunately, Belfont's player that had the ball thought he was still in the short corner. Another unforced turnover.
Michael Moyer will now check in for McAllister with a minute 9 to go and a 7-point Shikellamy lead. They have not led by any more than 8 in this game. And right now, Micah goes to the line. Oh, and he just missed that one off the back iron.
Great screen, and then a roll. He just missed it his right. There's a nice drive.
And driving in is Cox on the other side. He picks it up for 2. That gives him 11. Now back to a 5-point game. Williams pushing it up. Williams looking to maybe play for the last possession. Well, not with Cam Leonard looking at an open 3. Comes up short. Rebound by Hamilton. Hamilton with 34 seconds to go. Finds Cox near wing. Leonard tips it out of his hands. Cox gets it back. They'll feed it to the big guy inside. Kick it back out to McConnell. 3. That one no good.
Nice
rebound. Micah with a big rebound. Here's a 1-on-3. Cam goes to the bucket and goes to the line.
That's 2 great box out and rebounds by Moyer. Good outlet pass to Cam Leonard going down the court. Cam took it to the hoop. That's McConnell's second foul.
Team foul number 4 on Belfont. And Cam will make the first to make it a 6-point lead, 30-24 with 18.8 remaining in the half. And this one to make it 18 on the game for CL. 31-24, 16 seconds to go. Belfont with a basketball. They'll get it to start the second half. Cox with it. They'll go between the circles to Corman. Near side, Hamilton with 6. Far side, Cox with 3s. Outside the arc, he's going to have to force it up. Back iron, no good. Great defense in that last possession by the Braves. Holds the 7-point lead going into the halftime locker room. Shikellamy 31, Belfont 24. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new cars and trucks during our President's Day sales event.
That's right. Combined with our trade-in sales event, there's no better time to trade a vehicle.
New Jeep Gladiators have 15% off. That's up to $9,000. Plus, we're also taking 10% off Rams and Grand Cherokees.
Huge President's Day savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites, like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown! Yeah!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Spruce up your budget and find more ways to save during Service First Federal Credit Union's Community Savings Challenge. Together with local charities, we're raising awareness about establishing healthy financial habits with a goal to help members save a combined $2 million by May 31st. Take the challenge. Visit serviceone.org or call 800-562-6049 to schedule your free financial checkup today. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
The next time you're looking for a great place for a great meal with family and friends, stop in the place with roots that go back over 100 years, the America's Host Company in Sunbury. Their social club serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you'll be supporting this volunteer fire department who's always on call no matter what the emergency may be. They also provide ambulance service, too. Before you go, check their Facebook page for daily and weekly specials. The America's Host Company, 100 Linden Street in Sunbury. Visit them for food and fun so they can be there for you in times of need.
Halftime, where Shikellamy holds on for a 31-24 lead here at the half. Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie courtside. We'll be courtside again with you for the playoffs. And it looks at this point that Shikellamy will make the trip to Hollidaysburg next week. And the championship game is scheduled, according to District 6 that runs the tournament, for Saturday. And that would be a 6 o'clock start, I believe, at Mount Aloysius, which is a little further west than Hollidaysburg and Bellefonte.
So we'll have to leave, what, at 1 in the afternoon?
I think we're going to leave Friday night and stay over.
Okay, yeah. Well, listen, you know, it's great the Braves got in the playoffs. You know, originally it didn't look good, especially when they lost the first four league games, three or four games, after getting started. But they've just... they've done an excellent job. They had that little problem out at Southern, and now they seem to have rebounded. And tonight they're playing very well. They're
going to be a .500 team no matter what happens tonight.
Exactly.
In the regular season.
But it would be nicer to be 12-10 instead of 11-11.
That would be fine.
Yeah, and you know, Cam Leonard again, 18 points out of 31 here in the first half, doing the bulk of the scoring for the Braves, and right behind him is Asher Moyer with 5 and Logan McAllister with 4. It's nice to see the guys inside getting some points. Again, Michael Moyer, one of the inside players with a basket, as is Ryan Williams, has 1 point on a foul shot. On the other end, a little bit more balanced scoring for Bellefonte. Derek Cox, who I thought had a great first half, he has a three-point shot, but he's made some layups. He has 11, and then he's followed by Jake McConnell with 7. And then they've got
Tomasaki.
Tomasaki. He has 3, and Ryder Hamilton with 2. And Trevor Johnson has a foul shot.
Braves, at least that's the way it was said to me to be pronounced.
You know, Cam Leonard is 5-for-5 from the foul line. The rest of the Braves are 2-for-4. So that's, if I do everything, do the math here, that's 7-for-9. So they're not doing a bad job on the charity stripe.
Well, out at the Bryce Jordan Center tonight, Penn State trails Michigan State with 7 minutes to go in that one, 69-55. Nittany Lions are going to have to need a big comeback there in the last half of that one to be able to pull that win out at home. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Shikellamy Braves Basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Fresh Roasted Coffee and America's Hose Company. Well, you gave us the rundown of the numbers. Cam Leonard having a really good first half offensively yet again. Also, another decent run for Asher Moyer, although he should have probably about 8 or almost 10 instead of 5.
He gave up a couple of short jumpers to pass off for sure layups. One of them went to McAllister. The thing again with Asher is he's just bundled up with all kinds of energy, and he just does a great job of getting the ball. I talked to his grandmother the other day, and I said one thing that Asher does so well is the fact that he goes after the basketball. It doesn't matter if it's an offensive board or a defensive board. He doesn't stand around and, you know, it's just one of those things he goes get. Sometimes it gets him in trouble. Most of the time, he hustles and gets the ball.
But do you notice he is the contrast of the Moyer family from basketball?
No way.
No, from a standpoint of he's not a three-point shooter left and right.
Oh, that's true. That's
Everybody true. Else in the family was yeah. a guard and well, a three-point shooter.
Nick and Mike and Brad all were guards. So, Brad being probably one of the premier three-point shooters in the league. Of course, Nick is Asher's Asher's dad.
I remember Brad shooting five and then picked up the team record of, I think it was six or seven three-pointers in a game, and then Rob Rourke broke that not too long afterwards.
It's been a while since we looked at the records. They're out there online, and it's interesting. I do know this, that they have the 100 top scorers in Shikellamy basketball history since the 1965-66 season, and definitely Cam Leonard's going to be on there. He'll probably be up. I'm probably going to get bumped down another one.
Well, the real question I think a lot of Shikellamy fans is, who's the next 1,000-point scorer? And I'll tell you what, you don't realize how much of a accomplishment that is. That's like the 100-match wrestling win.
You know who's going to be the next 1,000-point scorer? Lily Fatul.
Well, yeah, on the girls' side, basketball. You're absolutely right. You're yeah. absolutely right.
She's had another phenomenal year as a sophomore. Probably close to between 600 and 650 points, maybe even more. And, that's fantastic. The more 1,000-point scorers we can get, the better teams we're going to have.
I'm going to put you on the spot, all right? If you score 1,000 points in 4 years, that's how many points a game?
250.
All right. And you play 22 games.
Yeah.
You've got to score 10 every game, no matter what.
Yeah, a little
what.
Bit more than 10.
Yeah. That's a feat. That's a feat that I think when you look at it deeper, it becomes more impressive.
Kelly Masante from Montoursville later went on to play at Penn State.
Right.
She scored over 4,000. But let's stop and think about back when Kelly played, there were 24 regular season games.
Yep.
And Montoursville always went deep into the playoffs.
Absolutely.
So you're talking about three district games, then probably another three state games in the final. So she was probably playing 28, 29, 30 games a year. But she still scored over 30
still
every
figured
game.
Out a way to make it
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, she did.
At the half, it is Shikellamy 31, Belfont 24. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC, Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer, 1993 graduate of Shikellamy High School and third-generation owner of the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And we're proud to be part of the Shikellamy sports family. Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture has been supplying customers from all over Pennsylvania with fine furniture, two-sided Schiffman mattresses, and superior service since 1935. Please accept my invitation to visit our showroom in Sunbury or check out our website at moyersfurniture.com. Here is to a great season. Go Shick Braves.
These days, there's no shortage of people in need of help. But there is a shortage of people who can truly provide the assistance that people in our communities need. If you're the kind of person who's here to help others, Lackawanna College is here to help you start a rewarding career in human services. From basic necessities to guidance, counseling, and treatment. Take a closer look at a career in human services. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit Lackawanna.edu today.
All right, Kev. How many 1,000-point scorers does Shikellamy have?
Four.
No, look
no,
at here.
I don't know. I can't see that.
Eight. Double that. Hey, back to the game.
I can't see. Your screen's too small. My bifocals don't work that well. Belfont has the ball to start the second half, trailing it by seven. And Tomasaki will have it. Gives it off to Hamilton. Hamilton now looking for something to do with it. Feeds it inside. Cam Leonard with a steal. Back the other way. Leonard has it. Comes in. He will stop. Give it to Moyer, to Williams, to Fashaw on the near wing. Now Fashaw driving in and will draw the foul on Hamilton.
You know, Xavier was basically in a position where he was kind of in trouble, but he drew the foul, so he's going to go to the line to shoot two, and that's Hamilton's second foul.
Fashaw on the foul line for the first time tonight, I believe.
Yes, he is.
62% shooter on the season. He will bend and put the first one in. Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Sunbury Motors, Purdy Insurance, and Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture. Second one up and in and out, no good. Rebound by Corman. 32-24 as I really don't know what happened there. It looked like Cox went to pass it and his foot stuck and it ended up going out of bounds.
Kevin, I've been watching that end of the floor. It's slippery, and I think he tried to make that move and he lost traction on the one foot and he fell down and the ball went out of bounds. I thought he was trying to get the ball to one of the Raiders in the short corner.
See, I thought his foot stuck, but you may be right. There's Fashaw, head fakes three, steps outside for an arc three. No good. Rimmed right out of there. Hamilton got the rebound.
Too much time to think about
that. He had all day to think about it. You're right. Corman now out of his element, caught it over by his ear. Now he'll go around the far wing as at the top of the key with it is Hamilton. Hamilton, and an offensive foul.
That's going to be on 14. That's going to be on Jake McConnell. That'll be team second, his third.
Team foul number two, as you mentioned.
Just not a very good screen. He moved into it.
Leonard, double pump, off the window and in. 34-24, double-digit lead for Shikellamy.
Too bad he didn't get fouled and he could make one shot and you could go
Blackjack. Tomasaki over to the right side. He gives it off to Cox. Top of the key. Tomasaki drives in. Takes a long two from just beyond the foul line. No good. Rebound by Moyer.
Good job, Basher Moyer, boxing out two guys that time in the middle.
Leonard with it. He'll drive in from the three-point arc and put it in for 22.
Now you can't say black.
No, it's unfortunate. And a timeout as the Braves have a 12-point lead as Coach Hall sees this one getting out of hand here with 2 minutes gone by in the third and his Red Raiders still looking for points.
Now the Braves have been here before. They had eight. They were ahead by eight, and they thought one more basket and they'll get a double-digit lead. And then that's when Belfont made that great run there to get the game a little closer. One thing the Braves are doing well here is on defense against in that zone, they're getting into the passing lane and making either knocking the ball loose or stealing it. And down here at the other end, I thought they'd been doing a good job of moving the ball around. But, you know, right now, Leonard's having one of his stellar performances, all right?
I was trying to figure out where this orange smell is coming from. And I look to your right.
It's McDermott.
And McDermott has an orange that he's peeling.
They have Doritos out there. They're free.
Yeah, they're better.
We should have went out. Well, of course, you make me sit here all the time. But I should have taken a potty break and went out and got them.
Here, do me a favor. Grab the skin of that and squeeze it. See, it's like an air freshener.
I'm not going to do that.
It's like an air freshener.
I'm not touching his food.
It's already empty. It's just the
doesn't
peel.
Doesn't matter. Maybe he eats the peels, too.
Ew. Oh. I think I'm going to be ill now. Tomasaki with a basketball. Goes between the circles. Now to the far side. And the near wing now to Cox, who hit a three-pointer earlier in this game. Back to Cox again. He'll go to the foul line. Start inside the paint. Too hard off the window. McAllister with a rebound. Braves are going to run. Here comes Fashaw. Fashaw to Leonard. Leonard from outside the three-point land driving in. Underneath feeds it off to Moyer, but traveled on the way to do so.
There's a lot of feet in the paint when you've got three defenders and two offensive players in there. And, he tried to make that pass. Bill Ziegler making a point. You got to stop and make that jump stop. to get the points or get the right pass.
Going to the near wing now. And Cox almost traveled as he was trying to find somebody to give it off to. Finds Hamilton. Hamilton goes up, and McAllister will foul him to send number one, Ryder Hamilton, to the line to shoot a pair.
Well, this will be Ryder Hamilton's first time to the line, and that's Logan McAllister's first foul. So we got a bunch of firsts there, and if Ryder Hamilton makes this, it'll be his first foul shot.
And he is a 61% free throw shooter and rattled it home. Cam Leonard right now leading all scorers with 22. I think his career high was just above 30 a couple of weeks ago. Second one drops around and down for his fourth of the evening. Back to a 10-point lead, 5 minutes to go, third period. Braves have the basketball. McAllister gives it off to Williams here at the top of the key. Williams harassed, finds Fashaw. Fashaw to Leonard. Leonard over to the right side. Leonard looking. Now he's going to give it off to Moyer.
Wow.
He fights his way physically through a double team and got to two.
That was a power move. I thought he got fouled two or three times.
I don't think there's any question. Yeah.
X-bump him.
I don't think there was any question. I don't even know how he got through that. Up by 12, Shikalimi is. There's the feed inside, and all alone underneath was Corbin. They've been trying to work that all night long and finally got it.
A little bit of, it wasn't quite high post, low post. It was like mid post, low post. And nobody was around Corbin as he made that layup.
Williams between the circles now finds Leonard. Between the circles, Moyer. Near wing, Williams. Top of the key, Fashaw. Boy, that was tipped by Cox, and he didn't even know tipped it.
Yeah, he wasn't watching. He could have probably stole that ball.
Low box, Williams. Does the give and go to Moyer, but Moyer couldn't get it. Williams picks up the loose ball, kicks it out to Leonard. Leonard now driving in through a double team, and that time he did draw the foul call.
I don't think it would be a shooting foul, though, this time, Kevin.
Nope, that'll be team foul number three.
And that's number three on Ryder Hamilton also.
38-28 with 3:45 remaining in this one in the third period. Fade away on the inbound, and Leonard picks up number 24. 12-point Shikalimi lead. Hamilton ready now with the basketball, gives it off to Cox. Bruno ready to check in at the next stoppage along with Lucas Wetzel. Top of the key, Tomasaki to the foul line extended. And now here they come from the far wing. Tomasaki three, no good. Big rebound backside Corbin. They'll send it back out to Cox near wing with 3:10 to go in the third. And now they'll drive in with Hamilton. Hamilton with a runner off the glass and in, and will go to the line.
You know, once you get by a man or once you split two men, you know, you're basically either going to make the layup or get fouled. That time Hamilton made the layup and got fouled. He's going to get a chance to make three. But, you know, they keep hollering. Just they get in front of him. Don't let him go by you. And chance for Belfont to get this down to nine.
Box out, Blue.
Moyer and Fashaw with the checkout. And that's no good. Rebound by McAllister. Here comes Bruno into the game with the basketball. Now to Williams with three to go in the third. Fake by McAllister. Now to Wetzel. Far side, Williams. Williams down to Leonard. Leonard from the foul line and had it tapped out of bounds. It will not be off of Belfont. Thought it bounced off of a Belfont side.
So did everybody else, Kevin.
40-30 with 2:45 to go here in the third. Bringing it up now for Belfont is Brady Wirtz, the senior guard. Micah Moyer ready to check in for Shikalimi. Now to the top of the key. They'll give it off to Tomasaki. He'll go swinging around to Cox. And Belfont with a deep three. That one no good by Wetz. Rebound by McAllister.
Another nice job by Logan to get in there tough.
Lucas Wetzel all alone underneath the bucket. He'll draw the foul on Wirtz and go to the line.
Brady Wirtz picks up foul number one. That is the fourth foul, all right, for...
Yeah, that's important here.
Yeah, especially with 2 minutes to go.
You're absolutely right.
Now, next foul, Braves are shooting two from the line.
That one is good. Boy, Wetzel does not take a lot of time at the line, does he?
No, you are correct. That might even be an understatement.
The man with the bionic knee just does two quick dribbles, three dribbles, spins, and the ball is on the way. And that one rattles down. 12-point Chickalamy lead, 2:15 remaining here in the third. And now the Braves will extend their full-court press. Good pass to the big guy in the middle. They'll dish it off now, driving in. Nope, steal by Williams. Williams to Micah. Micah off the window, no good.
He used the left hand just a little too hard. Nice pass by Ryan Williams.
Cox will give it off now to Corman on the way in. Top of the key, three. Drained by McConnell as he takes a jump forward to make that one and drops the lead down to nine. Williams back the other way. No look pass to Leonard. Leonard to the baseline, up and in, and he'll go to the line. Another three-point opportunity for Cam Leonard, who's looking for number 27, a career high of 30 is what he had about 2-3 weeks ago, has a chance to surpass that. Halterman coming in for the first time tonight.
That's
for
the fourth foul on McConnell.
Yeah. Vankus in for Belfont, and so is Halterman. The left-hander, Leonard. Good. Rattled it in for number 27. Wirtz with the basketball. He'll get it inside, and a whistle as the foul will be charged, I believe, to Moyer. And it will be Moyer. Team foul number three.
Micah's first.
12-point lead, 45-33, with a minute 27 left in the third. Inbound to Halterman. He'll give it off to Vankus. He'll go between the circles, guarded there by Leonard, but not closely. Now he'll start, and no, they're still not going to give him a closely guarded call.
Count.
Right side, Cox driving in. He goes to the right hand, no good. Big rebound by Lucas Wetzel.
All Braves around the bucket that time, Kevin.
Bruno quickly flashing in. He finds Leonard. Leonard over the head pass to Bruno. Bruno back to Lucas. Lucas into the low box. He's denied an opportunity. Top of the key, Leonard. Fakes, goes to the foul line. Left side, left hand, can't get it to go. Big rebound by Corman on the backside. Here Belfont comes. Loading it up. Top of the key. Corman, no good. Tap out into the hands of Wirtz. Wirtz throws it in the corner, right side three. No good by Vankus. Backside rebound by Wetzel.
Good job, Lucas Wetzel, on the box out and then getting the ball before it went out of bounds, all right?
Braves playing for the last shot here, I believe, with 23 seconds to go. Leading it 45-33, and Williams almost went over and back there. He's going out, and he's in trouble at the half-court line. Now he starts in, finds Wetzel. Wetzel brings the ball with him from behind, lays it up and in. 47-33 with five to go. Three-pointer on the way, Corman. That one's no good. And that will do it for the third period of play. After three, the Braves extend their lead to 14. The final 8 minutes on the way with Chickalamy leading at 47-33 over Belfont. This is Braves basketball on WKOK and on our app.
Discover the power of expression with Ad One Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. Ad One has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get Ad One Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com to see for yourself.
There's so much to love at W&L Subaru this month.
Love the selection and savings with over 275 new Subarus to choose from. And financing as low as 0% on select Subaru Outback models.
Or fall in love with the 2024 Subaru Forester with ample cargo space, symmetrical all-wheel drive, and as low as 1.9% for 63 months. We're off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only for 2024 Subaru Forester models, excluding PFF model trim and select 2024 Subaru Outback models. Offer ends 229-24. See W&L Subaru for complete details.
Shikellamy with the ball to start the final stanza here with their largest lead of the night at 14-47-33.
Good quarter again. You know, the Braves got 16-15-16. That's stellar. All right.
Micah Moyer, Wetzel, Bruno, Leonard, and Fashaw for the Braves. Micah, top of the key, three. Banks are open late in Bellefonte.
Well, Micah will take that one any day, all right?
And that one rims off for three on the shot by Wirtz. Now a 17-point lead after the Moyer three. And
I'll tell you, I don't know how that wasn't fun there. Yeah.
There's Wetzel, and he travels as he got the ball off balance from Bruno, but Bruno definitely had contact.
They say in District 6 they let things go. That was go plus 104, all right? Unbelievable.
Incredible. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Between the circles, Halderman with the basketball goes left side to Johnson. Johnson starts in and throws it away. Good defense by Wetzel.
Well, Lucas didn't give him anything to get him closer to the basket. He pushed him off to the right-hand side. Thought he was going to hit one of his fellow players in the corner, and it didn't go there. It went between the paint and the guy that was over in the corner.
Bruno dribbles it up quickly, stops at the three-point line. He'll back up a little bit now and take some time off the clock. Now he'll start in right down the middle of the court, finds Wetzel, low box right side, and he puts it up and just rolls it over the rim. 52-33, a 19-point lead, largest of the night.
Lucas doing some of his best Shaquille O'Neal moves in there, Kevin. He's not 7'2", but he's got the, you know, using his body to get good position and a nice soft touch.
Bank is with the basketball. He'll give it off to Cox. Cox at the foul line, leaning in too hard. Loose ball picked up by Cox on the rebound and a whistle with 6:30 remaining here in the game. And the foul charge to Xavier Fashaw will send Cox to the line. Shikellamy basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Wise Markets, Midtown Bistro, and Lackawanna College. First one rolls around and down.
Now, every time Cox made a move, Johnny L. Bruno just moved and almost anticipated it, and he did a great job of defense on him as he tried to get to the paint.
That one hits all of the rim and does not drop down, but it drops into the hands of Halterman, who didn't get boxed out. Near side three on the way, dropped it out of the rafters for Peyton Vankas. 52-37, 6:15 remaining here in this one. Vankas with his first points of the game. Feed into Bruno. Bruno into some trouble. Backs up just enough to get the angle. Puts it up and in.
He's so quick. I mean, he was covered very well, but he did a little head fake and then went right up with it.
Johnny L with his first points of the game. Driving in now is Cox. He'll miss the shot. Micah Moyer with the rebound. Williams rolls it to Fashaw, but it is off the foot of Cox out of bounds. Shikellamy basketball in front of their own bench.
How many times have we heard the word go tonight coming from the Braves bench?
We are right next to the Braves bench.
I'm a fan duels. I don't know what the over and under is, but
I don't know either. Now Bruno with the basketball. Bruno to the top of the key. Over to the far side, Micah Moyer. Did he travel?
Yes. That's what they call. If you ask Micah, he'll probably say he did.
I was going to say he may debate that.
But you know, it's that, you know, you got that little shuffle in there. You got to put the ball on the floor before you shuffle your feet.
35 remaining here in the game. 54-37, Shikellamy on top by 17. Driving in now is Hamilton. That one no good, but the putback by Halterman is. Quickly back the other way.
I think Halterman and Vankas, I think they both played in the JV game.
Fashaw with it to the foul line, spins to the near side, finds Micah Moyer. Micah in the paint, now to Fashaw outside the wing, and now we'll go to Leonard at the top of the key.
They both passed up what I would call a pretty easy shot.
Well, that drive worked pretty well from the foul line for Cam Leonard. Nope, that one. Yeah, there it is at 29. Shot on the way, no good. Coming back with it now is Lucas. Lucas Wetzel at the foul line. Hands all over him. Throws it into the hands of Vankic. He'll lob it out to Cox. He'll put it up and in. 56-41. Shikellamy leading it. Back the other way. Leonard with it. Leonard with a one-on-two. Slow down is what you hear from the bench, and he does. Micah at the foul line. Or, excuse me, at the baseline.
Get out of the paint.
And then Lucas at the foul line. Now Bruno driving in. Bruno goes to the left side. Scoop shot. Missed it. Here comes the rebound. Back the other way, Cox. And that is tapped out of bounds. So Williams, Asher Moyer, and McAllister in now for Wetzel, Bruno, and Micah Moyer. 56-41 with 4:13 remaining. 15-point Shikellamy lead. Well, three-pointer on the way, on the inbound. Missed everything. Hamilton overshot, and a whistle underneath.
PT, Ryan, take it out, PT.
Actually, they're going to say it was out of bounds off of Belfont.
You know, the Braves got 12 points from those three guys that just came out. Johnny L, along with Micah Moyer and Lucas Wetzel. That's a good offensive job by all three.
Fisher ready to check in the next stoppage as Fashaw goes in. Has that one slapped out of bounds on the pass across court. And that one will be tapped out by Cox, and Braves will have the basketball as Xavier Fashaw will get a breather. 15-point Shikellamy lead. Williams with it. He'll find Leonard. Leonard for a career high. Nope, that one stuffed out of his hands by Cox. Loose ball. Cox picks it up, and Moyer will foul him.
Well, that's Asher's first foul tonight, Kevin.
That's a good night for Asher.
Second team foul for the Braves here in the fourth quarter.
3:48 to go in this one. Shikellamy up by 15. Hamilton with the basketball. Hamilton now at the foul line. He'll get the lane, go off the left side, left hand right in. Three lefties on this team using them well right now. 13-point lead. Cam Leonard, far side, almost traveled. He passes it near side. Fisher, three. Baseline three, no good. Chases down the rebound. Out of bounds. It'll be Belfont basketball.
Well, that was all meant to try to get Logan Fisher that shot in the corner. Very good outside shot. And he was wide open, and he had a good look at it.
Full timeout by Bill Ziegler with a 13-point lead. 56-43, 3:24 to go in this one. Cam Leonard a bucket away from a career high. He has 29 leading all scorers right now. On the other side, Derek Cox has 14 leading the way for the Red Raiders.
What's the best point total in Shikellamy history?
In a game? 121.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about individual player.
Oh, what's the top score? I would think it's got to be close to 40.
How about close to 50?
Really?
Yeah. John Kalshick back in 1968 against Northwest. Trevor Lewis said that John was hot that night, Trevor being the coach, and it was either 47 or 48 points.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And nobody's come close.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Nobody has come close.
I can believe that. 29 is where Cam Leonard is. He's a career high 30.
Look what Cam's done tonight. Think about that, to score 48 in 32 minutes.
And let's say
No three-point line.
Right, I was going to say no three-point line. But if three of those drop, though, those little bunnies that he just couldn't quite get to roll in. And it looks like McAllister will get called for the foul there. That will be team foul number three. 3:14 left in this one. McAllister with his second foul. McConnell far side in the corner. Cox will do the baseline run and then drift off to Tomasaki on the opposite side for two. Down to an 11-point lead as Belfont just pecks away. Now the double team in the half court. Williams finds the open man. It's Fisher. He'll give it back to Williams to reset the offense. Now under three to go. And now Cox will come out to defend. Now to William. All right, we'll make that Leonard. Leonard at the foul line. Pocket picked. Stolen away by Tomasaki. Gives it off to Cox. Cox puts it up and in. And now it's a 9-point lead from what was 15. And Coach Hall wants a timeout now for Belfont.
That's a career, a game high, a team high 16 for Derek Cox, who averages 10 a game.
You know, basically what you've got to do is you've got to move the ball around the court on your half-court offense, and the Braves have been content with these one-on-one situations, and that time with Leonard's particular case, he tried to go inside, and then he couldn't, so he started to dribble out, and they doubled down on him and knocked the ball away, and everybody else was, you know, in the paint or below the foul line, so he had a clear shot at the basket. You know, the way these kids from Bellefonte can shoot threes, you're only three shots away from tying this game.
That's an excellent point. Cox has a lot of those tonight. He's thrown a lot of three-pointers. Hasn't made as many as he's thrown up, but he's thrown up a lot of them, made maybe about half of them. Williams now across the line, finds Moyer. Moyer has that pass tipped, and it's controlled by Corman. Another turnover.
Nobody uses a bounce pass anymore.
Look out, here comes a three. Got it! Big three from the corner, and that was Cox again, I believe, for number 19. Leonard now backs off as it's a six-point Shikellamy lead. Jump stop, left side. They'll swing it around top of the key. Fashaw, take more time off the clock. Williams with a basketball now. 2 minutes left in this one. Shikellamy up 56-50. There's a pass, double team pass, and that one would have been over and back. McAllister couldn't save it. Cox comes up with it and draws the foul.
That's McAllister's fourth foul.
And that is number four. Team foul number four.
That's important, too. It's not a shooting foul.
No, but team foul number four with a minute 52 to go down two possessions is big. Bellefonte needs this one. Doesn't have to be a three, but that's what they're looking for right now. Over to the far side, McConnell. Now over to Hamilton. Hamilton drifting to the left with a minute 41. Bellefonte looking for the open shot, patient. Cox has it. He has the hot hand. There's the pass, stolen away by Williams. Williams all alone lays it up and in.
That's big. Good steal by Ryan. Again, his defense comes through.
That's a four-point swing right there. 58-50. Minute 18 to go. Three-pointer, Cox, left wing, no. Missed it to the left. Rebound by McAllister. Williams has it. They're going to foul him, and they do.
Well, they have four fouls to give here, Kevin, before they get to the fifth.
That's team foul number one with a minute 11 to go. 58-50. Cam Leonard a bucket away from a career high.
Jake Corman with his second foul.
It'll be Moyer now. With the basketball, he'll inbound into the backcourt. Well, from the backcourt, I should say, into the backcourt to Williams. Williams getting double-teamed, finds Fashaw, back to Williams. And Williams draws the foul as he hit the half-court line. And that one,
I think it's on 21. No, it's on number one.
No, it's on Hamilton,
Ryder
who picks
Hamilton.
Up his third.
Yeah.
So Moyer will get it at the half-court line, Shikellamy's side of the basketball court. He'll go to the backcourt to Williams with under a minute to go. Williams to Leonard now. Leonard will put the ball on the floor. He has his pocket pick.
Stolen again.
And coming up with it is Tomasecki. Misses it. Shot by Cox. No good. Third time. They get the rebound to Corman. Corman over to Hamilton. Over to the left side in the corner now to Tomasecki. Then they'll go back. Two, Tomasecki for three, no good. Loose ball underneath, Williams has it. And with 35.8 to go in a Shikellamy 8-point lead, it's out of bounds off of Bellefonte.
Fouls on, I believe.
So McAllister's checking out now, and that's on Cox. Johnny L. Bruno in, McAllister out. Williams inbounding. Trying to put this one away with 34 seconds to go. Two fouls needed. And there's number one with 29.4 rather left. Now they're going to have to try and foul one more time and do it rather quickly with Asher Moyer inbounding in front of the scorer's table to our right. Look around. And that one stolen away on the pass. McConnell off the window and in. 24 seconds remaining. It's a two-possession game. There's a steal on the inbound.
Top of the key, three by McConnell, no good. Tap out, McConnell has it with 15. Underneath to the big guy, Corbin for two. And with 12.5 to go, it's a four-point game.
Kevin, the first rule in basketball is you don't throw the ball to the guys in the other jerseys.
And that's a good rule.
The Braves have done that two times in a row. They've thrown it right to Belfont's players, and Belfont has done a good job.
See how many timeouts are remaining for both teams.
Well, Bill has two left.
Chickalamy with three timeouts and one timeout, a full timeout
see,
for Coach Hall.
I had three here, all right? Over here I wasn't keeping track of his, but.
Ziegler, Coach Ziegler with two fulls and a 30 remaining with 12.5 to go and a four-point game. The only thing that you could take out of that last sequence that was positive is Belfont didn't hit a three. They hit a three, yeah. And the complexion of this 12.5 changes a lot.
You get a steal on the inbounds pass here and make a shot, and it gets interesting also.
Oh, Braves, no question.
Braves, I mean, Cam Leonard's had the ball stolen twice off of him. All right.
It's and a couple of lazy inbound passes.
Well, that was, I think, Asher threw that, yeah. Both of those, all right? So you just have to make sure the right people get the ball, all right, in their control.
Now, Moyer will have the opportunity to run the baseline here. And he will do that a little bit. And they'll find it to Fashaw. They'll hold, have Fashaw hold it with 11.2 to go. Chickalamy basketball on WKOK. Brought to you in part by Wise Markets, Midtown Bistro, and Lackawanna College.
That foul is on number 21.
That's going to be on Tomasaki, his second.
A two-shot foul here for Xavier Fashaw. He's one for two tonight, Kevin.
Fashaw, 62% free throw shooter. If he makes them both, it means Belfont has to hit a pair of threes. The lefty bends the knees and cannot get the first. Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck and Service First Federal Credit Union. Second one just makes it a little bit harder for Belfont. Makes it. And a timeout as McAllister comes in now for Fashaw. 11.2 to go. It is a five-point game. Belfont's going to have to get a shot off quick. Tipped by Moyer into the hands of Leonard. And Leonard is not going to be fouled. They're just going to let the clock run out. So game 22 of the regular season will come to a conclusion with Chickalamy hanging on for a 59-54 win over the Belfont Red Raiders. Post-game wrap-up coming up next on WKOK.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the Old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK, sponsored in part by WNL Subaru, Ad One, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Fresh Roasted Coffee, and America's Hose Company. Braves with a 59-54 road win in Game 22 of the regular season. They'll complete this regular season at 12-10 and will head to the playoffs as the four seed, likely, I say likely by the mathematics that we understand on how the point system works here in District 6 and District 4, that they will take on Hollidaysburg. And the reason is because Selins Grove's loss to Danville will make them drop to the 2, so they would host Central Mountain. So as it stands right now, the way we understand it, it'll be Central Mountain traveling to Selins Grove, and Shikellamy will make the trip to Hollidaysburg. Cam Leonard with a game-high 29 for the Braves.
That's 30.
And leading the way, is it 30?
Yeah, it is 30.
All right, so he ties a career-high 30. And with the high score for Belfont, it's Derek Cox with 19. So the Braves end this Valentine's night out to a team that is decked out in red, appropriate for the evening, with a 59-54 win, and are going into the playoffs on a win. And even though they had a 15-point lead at midway through this fourth period, Belfont absolutely made it a game and really gave the Braves everything they could handle in the last 3 minutes of that game.
Well, the Braves didn't play smart basketball at times. They threw the ball away. They like I said, they threw the ball to the other team. I mean, it wasn't like they were stealing the ball. They ended up just throwing it away. And but let's give Ryan Williams with a great steal to get the layup to put him up and make it a little bit more comfortable.
Bill Ziegler coming out to join us here on the post game for the end of the regular season tonight. The Braves winning it by a score of 59-54. Just talked about a 15-point lead at one point there in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden everything kind of dissolved, including the lead. What changed?
Well, I think we kind of thought that this game was in the bag. They were going to go away, and we got a little careless on the execution end, and we weren't quite as sharp as we were, and they turned up the screws defensively, and they got a couple steals, a couple turnovers, and boy, did they get confident. And, we had to get one stop at the end of the game here to make sure that we prevailed. So we're glad that we got it.
Looked like they stepped up the trap a little bit, especially on the inbounds passes.
Well, they started, once Ryan got to a certain point, they double-teamed us, and, our decision-making after that was not very good. So, against Selins Grove, the same thing happened, and we puckered and ended up losing that game. So I was glad that we almost did that tonight, but we did enough right to get it done, so hopefully that's a stepping stone going forward.
Good season, 12-10. Didn't look like it was going to be that way when you started out, but the kids came around with that Central Mountain game and have played great ball since then.
That's a good point.
I just wrote on the board before I came out here, I said first 11 games 4-7, next 11 games 8-3. So we're playing our best ball at the right time, and hopefully I'll springboard us for next week.
Bill, appreciate the time. I am also told to say that your wife says happy Valentine's Day, and I said I got to make that clear that it comes from you because it makes our interviews a little awkward then afterwards.
Well, she never likes when we play on Valentine's Day, but reservations for Gezi's on Friday hopefully will get me out of the doghouse a little bit here, so we'll spend the night together then.
Listen, you're doing better than I am on Valentine's Day weekend. I got reservations for nowhere, so there you go. You're one step ahead of me there on that one.
All right, thank you guys, and happy Valentine's Day, Beth.
Thanks, Bill.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, Chief.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Oh,
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a long 22 games, and as Bill said, the second half of this season, Braves kind of hit their stride, and we mentioned that at one point here probably about 3 weeks ago. I asked Bill, I said, are you now starting to gel? And he said, I said, where you thought you would be at the beginning of the year. He goes, you know what, we really didn't think we would be because a lot of the fall sports ran long, so we didn't get guys to come in right away. The success of the fall sports kind of made it a slower start here to the basketball season, but this is where we figured we would start to be able to make the turn and play good basketball together, and we've really seen it.
You got it. You better close up before we lose power here.
Hey, listen, I'm about ready to wrap up. Your final thoughts on tonight's game?
It's another win, a good win. Cam Leonard with 30 tonight. That's a pretty doggone good night.
Ties a career high, season. And a career high, a season high as well as a career high for the season. There we have it. The final score, Shikellamy 59, Belfont 54. Braves finish the regular season with a record of 12-10. And thanks to our great sponsors, we'll be back with you for the first game of the playoffs coming up sometime next week. Michigan State beats Penn State 80-72 at the Bryce Jordan Center. Fox Sports Radio on the way next. Braves basketball is a WKOK Sports presentation.